And we are continuing the last segment here of tonight's Radio Free America, number 28, talking about Timothy Leary's rather intriguing comment that a man who once said that he was going to remake the consciousness of society now says that his goal was to get people interested in recreational travel, entertainment, and sensory indulgence. That was his goal, he now claims. So rather interesting.
Whether or not he could be said to have achieved it, I'd say that his goal has been realized.
Yes, somebody or something or some set of conditions have certainly brought our society to that point.
Yeah, or most of us acting together.
Mm-hmm. Okay, continuing on, a little bit more about Dr. Tim. Tim and Joanna, who was his second wife, I believe, split up as soon as he was released from jail. This is in 1976.
That's Joanna Harcourt Smith,
yes.
Who broke up his second marriage.
That's right, exactly. She left for the island of Grenada and points beyond. Her confidant, Dennis Martino, died of an apparent drug overdose in Spain in 1975. It wasn't long before Leary turned up on the college lecture circuit, hyping space migration and life extension with the same zeal he once displayed for psychedelics. I might put in parentheses, he's now hyping computer programs for self-realization. His next venue was nightclubs, where he performed as a stand-up philosopher, a self-described cheerleader for change. It was soft stuff by 60s standards, but Leary still managed to stir up controversy in his public and private life. They don't mention it here. One of the ways that he managed to stir up controversy in his public life was by appearing in a series of staged, quote, debates with G. Gordon Liddy, one of the famous arch-fascists of our time.
We'll be talking about that in just a sec.
It was soft stuff. When he appeared as a guest on a TV talk show, Art Linkletter called the station. Linkletter, whose 20-year-old daughter committed suicide in the mid-1960s, blames Leary and LSD for her death. In February 1979, Leary showed up at, quote, an LSD reunion in Los Angeles, hosted by Dr. Oscar Janiger. An animated discussion ensued among the 30 psychedelic pioneers who attended this private gathering. Dr. Humphrey Osmond and Laura Huxley were there, along with Sidney Cohen, John Lilly, Willis Harmon, and Nick Purcell. The legendary Captain Al Hubbard, Cappy Hubbard, then 77 years of age, swaggered into Janiger's home wearing his security uniform with a pistol and a bandolier around his hip. "Oh, Al, I owe everything to you," Leary greeted the captain. "The Galactic Center sent you down just at the right moment." To which Hubbard responded, "You sure as heck played your part." It was the last time most of them would see the captain, for he died a few years later, not long after receiving a card from President Reagan wishing him a happy birthday.
And of Tim Leary, of course, that is the Johnny Appleseed of LSD. One wonders why Ronald Reagan would wish him anything. That's not the usual sort of company Ronald Reagan would keep, one might think. Of course, as we've looked at in this five-part series about the intelligence community and narcotics, and concluding tonight with LSD, it is absolutely impossible to separate out our national security establishment from the drug epidemic, which President Reagan has been so vociferous in condemning. Continuing with Tim Leary and his post-LSD career, a few years later, he went on tour with his old nemesis, G. Gordon Liddy. Both men had come a long way since the Millbrook days, when Liddy first made a name for himself by arresting the high priest of LSD. Liddy went on to work for CREEP, Committee to Re-Elect the President in Washington, serving as a plumber and hatchet man for Nixon. In this capacity, he proposed dosing columnist Jack Anderson and other enemies of the Nixon administration with an LSD-like substance. After doing time for his involvement in the Watergate break-in, he gladly teamed up with Leary for a tongue-in-cheek debate that caricatured their former roles. So, as to what one would make of Tim Leary and the entire LSD experience, again, I think as with Tim Leary, as with LSD, where the intelligence community leaves off and he begins is something of an academic decision to make.
Well, that brings us to an end, the information section of the broadcast tonight, and to the end of this particular Radio Free America mini-series on drugs and intelligence. What we're going to do before we go out the door and before we share one last psychedelic music experience with you is we're going to give you some information on where you can get a hold of these tapes if you were unable to record tonight's broadcast, or if you're interested in getting some back broadcast that you may not have been able to tape before.
All of our archive shows are available from a tape duplication service called DAVCORE. That's spelled D-A-V as in Victor, K-O-R-E. They're located at Suite 1300D, as in DAVCORE, Space Park Way, three words, just like it sounds. That's in Mountain View, California, and the zip code is 94043. The phone number is area code 415-969-3030, 969-3030. Write or phone to the attention of Paul. Once again, Davcor, Suite 1300D, Space Parkway, three words just like it sounds, Mountain View, California, 94043. The phone number, area code 415-969-3030, write or phone to the attention of Paul. And neither Nip nor myself nor this station makes any money off of this operation. This is simply intended FYI for your information.
That's right. And the book that we used in such a large amount tonight was, again, Acid Dreams by Martin Lee and Bruce Schlain, S-H-L-A-I-N. And it's copyright 1985, published by Grove Press. So we gave you a lot of the good stuff, but there is other stuff in there. And we also used, of course, The Great Heroin Coup by Heinrich Kruger, which is a real favorite of ours and a wonderful book. And if you don't have a copy of that one, you better go out and get one post-haste. So with that, unless you have some finishing comments?
No, I just, we've sort of been playing with a sense of bitter irony a lot of the musical hits that became very popular during the so-called psychedelic era. And we're going to conclude with a bitterly ironic song, which was very popular and became one of the anthems of its time. And I think it's worth listening to the words and considering Tim Leary's and the other LSD proselytizers' inextricable links with the intelligence community as we listen to the lyrics of the following song.
That's right. So since you have tuned this in, we are going to turn it on, and Dave and myself, Nip Tuck, are going to drop out. Thanks for joining us for Radio Free America.
About a light they say that shines so bright.